Welcome to Play by Play, the latest in sports headlines and sports stock news from InvestorIdeas.com. Hello everyone, this is Sam Mowers here. Welcome to another episode of the Play by Play podcast. For stock news today, we've got the latest from Electronic Arts and DraftKings. Then we're going to take a look at some headlines involving the Charlotte Hornets in the NBA and the US Open. But just before we get into the show today, a quick reminder that if you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to share it or even leave us a review. And as always, I recommend checking out some of the other podcasts on investorideas.com. This includes the Cannabis Podcast, the Clean Tech and Climate Change Podcast, along with many others, all of which will bring you up to speed on the latest stock news and trends in their respective spaces. Right, so Electronic Arts, Inc., which trades on the NASDAQ under the ticker EA, has announced the worldwide launch of EA Sports F1 23, an official game of the FIA Formula One World Championship on the PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XIS, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC via EA's app, Epic Games Store, and of course Steam. Lee Mather, the senior creative director at Codemasters, explained, quote, F1 23 has everything players love about competing for the world championship and propels them further into the world of Formula One. We're connecting more players this season through F1 World, delivering fresh, timely challenges throughout the 2023 season and a new safety rating system designed to promote healthy, respectful multiplayer competition. Whether competing on wheel or pad, players will immediately feel in control thanks to implemented feedback from real F1 drivers. Our precision drive controller technology will revolutionize pad play and give players a greater sense of what it's like to handle some of the fastest vehicles in motorsport. End quote. Next up, DraftKings Inc., which trades on the NASDAQ under the ticker DKNG, has delivered a letter to both the non-executive chairman and chief executive officer of PointsBet Holdings Limited, with an offer to acquire the latter's U.S. business in an all-cash transaction with a purchase price of $195 million. Jason Park, DraftKings' chief financial officer, comments, quote, "We expect this transition to increase our adjusted EBITDA potential in 2025 and beyond, and not impact our expectations of achieving positive adjusted EBITDA in 2024. We are excited about the potential synergies available by acquiring PointBet's U.S. business, including offering our customers interesting new bet types and accelerating our roadmap of bringing in-house more of our mobile sports betting technology." End quote. We're going to pivot here away from stocks to some sports headlines. First off, the Associated Press reports today that basketball legend Michael Jordan is selling his majority ownership stake of the Charlotte Hornets. Jordan bought the team in 2010 for about $275 million and will reportedly sell to a group led by Gabe Plotkin, a minority stakeholder in the Hornets, and Rick Schnell, a minority owner of the Atlantic Hawks. The sale price has not yet been disclosed. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver commented, quote, "In the same way that it's wonderful that one of our greatest, Michael Jordan, could become the principal governor of a team, he has the absolute right to sell at the same time. Values have gone up a lot since he bought that team, so that is his decision." End quote. Next up, ESPN reported that the opening round of the 123rd U.S. Open at Los Angeles Country Club saw American Ricky Fowler pour in 10 birdies in a single round to shoot 62. This was the first 62 recorded in a round at the U.S. Open in 122 years. Also, in fact, the scoring average in the first round was 71.38, the lowest in an opening round of U.S. Open in the past 90 years. But Fowler was followed in short order by Xander Schauffele, who fired a bogey-free 62 himself, Schaufele commented, quote, "The sun didn't come out, and it was misting this morning, so I'd say the greens held a little bit more moisture than anticipated." And then the fairways are a little bit softer too, because of that sort of overcast, and without the sun out, it's not drying out much. I think fairways are easier to hit, and greens are a little bit softer. End quote. Today's edition of Play by Play. If you'd like to be a guest or sponsor for this podcast, please contact investorideas.com. Investorideas.com reminds all listeners to read our disclaimers and disclosures on the investorideas.com website. All investment involves risk, and this podcast is not meant to be an endorsement to buy or sell securities or products. To hear more podcasts, you can go to investorideas.com/audio. And a reminder, you can also hear our podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Audible, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher, Spreaker.com, iHeartRadio, and most audio platforms available.